Welcome to Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. It is me, Django. I'm alone in the studio today. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2024, the last show of the year. I'm situated on UBC campus, which is on Musqueam territory right now, and boy, have I had a day. It's been such a fun year. This is the last show. Can't wait. We have a special one today. First off, I just wanted to talk about, you know, some of you may be sitting in traffic right now, and I had an experience earlier this year that really changed how I view sitting in traffic. I commute to school, I carpool, and on my way, I drive from Richmond to UBC, and I drive through Russ Baker Way, which is, during rush hour, one of the worst, just like hot spots of cars, and like driving there sometimes I like never want to drive a car again, which would be good. I think everybody that should do that should be like, oh hey, let's just bus instead, or like, I don't know, maybe like put a bus there. One from Richmond to UBC would be great. Anyways, there's so many different lanes that like merge at weird times, and little like cheat cuts that you can get around having to sit in traffic, which in the end caused more traffic, and I could get so into that. But there was this one brief encounter that really changed the way that I looked at this. And there's a lane that, like, is a merging lane, but it turns into, like, a non-merging lane at some point. And a lot of people just drive up and merge where they're not supposed to. And this was one of those cases. And a car cuts another car off. And the car behind is obviously very mad, starts honking, just blaring his horn. And the guy in front rolls the window down as the guy behind him is honking his horn and swearing at him. And he goes, "Be peace, be happy." And I was like watching the whole thing, immediately siding with the guy that just got cut off, right? Like the guy mad, like he's in the right. But as soon as this guy rolled his window down and stuck a peace sign out the window and said, "Be peace, be happy," I was like, he's so right. And I laughed, and the guy saw me laughing and laughed with me. And I was like, be peace, be happy. That's really all I need to like do. That's the secret to it. So ever since that's happened, I've kind of like chilled on how I've been driving. I've been, just accepting what happens. And I think that's a pretty healthy way to go about it. I also saw another like report or something a while ago that said that like 95% of traffic is caused by tailgating, because when the person in front of you hits the brake, like you end up hitting the brake as well, which just like makes everything slower. So I've also been leaving a safe distance in between the car in front of me, which is like also probably safer for me in case I let it, you know. So those are a few things, I guess, on the topic of, like, this is the last show of the year, New Year's resolutions, except I've been doing them for, like, half a year, so they're not really a New Year resolution, but I think that's just something I really wanted to get off of my chest and share, and I think that that's a fun way to do it. Let's get into some music, shall we? The first song we have today is by a band called Chanel Beads. I saw them live in October, I believe. It was a really, really great show. Went with a lot of my friends, which, fittingly, the title of this song is called Male Friendship. So here's Male Friendship by Chanel Beads. Thank you. that was Friendship, Male Friendship by Chanel Beads, followed by A Real Atone by Cole. And a fun fact, Cole is actually a part of Chanel Beads as well, so I thought that was a good little selection to throw out together. If you couldn't tell, the theme of today's episode is really a reflection on the year. And I'm just going through and playing some of my favorite songs of the year and having a little chat about that. I think on that theme, also, Spotify Wrapped obviously came out. That's a big year-end thing for a lot of people. And I am a fan of Spotify Wrapped. I will say I love to look at everyone's, when everyone posts them on their Instagram story. I mean, that didn't happen as much as it used to. I feel like this year, for people that I follow, which is, I don't know, are we growing old and losing that magic of sharing our music with other people? To be fair, I didn't post it either, so I can't really be talking. But I do think it's a really fun way to see what you listen to, and I love to see people get excited over that. I mean, that being said, Spotify, obviously, I feel it should pay their artists more, a little hot take, pay the people that they're making all this money off of. But Spotify Wrapped is a fun little addition. On to the next song. This is I Threw It All Away by Bob Dylan, but it's a live version featuring the band. The band, obviously, Canadian. Most of the members are Canadian. I believe, except for one, the drummer. So, a little... Obviously, the band played with Bob Dylan for a while, and they have their own career outside of that. But here is I Threw It All Away, live, with the band.
I once held her in my arms. She said that she would always stay.
No! What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress Of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
Welcome back to Art Support live on CITR 101.9 FM. You're here with Django. Something really cool happened to me 2 days ago. There's this band that I like, and I've been listening to a lot recently. And I messaged the singer, or I messaged the band on Instagram, being like, "Hey, what's the chords to one of your songs?" Because I was with my friend, and I really wanted to play it. And the guy got back to me, sent me a little video of him playing, told me to rock on, and I thought that was really, really cool. I would tell you the name of the band, but my friend Desmond would get really mad at me. So I can't do that. But if you want to know who the band was, you should email us at arts@citr.ca. That's arts@citr.ca. Please email, send an email, lots of emails if you want, maybe not lots, but I want to hear from you. Tell me anything you want to tell me, and I would love to read that email. Let's play another song, shall we? This next song is called True Blue by Dirty Beaches.
Oh, In those days, there was a kind of fever that pushed me out of the front door into the pale exhaust fumes parked by Broadwater Farm, or the grubby road that eventually leads to Enfield. Turkish supermarkets after chicken restaurant after spare parts shop. Everything in my life felt like it was coming to a mysterious close. I could hardly walk to the end of the street without feeling there was no way to go except back. The dates I'd had that summer had come to nothing. My job was a dead end and the rent check was killing me a little more each month. It seemed unlikely that anything could hold much longer. The only question left to ask was what would happen after everything familiar collapsed. But for now, the summer stretched between me and that moment. It was ferociously hot and the air quality became so bad that by the evening the noise of nearby trains stuttered in fits and starts, distorted through the shifting air. As I lay in my room, I could hear my neighbours discussing the World Cup and opening beers in their gardens. On the other side, someone was singing an Arabic prayer through the thin wall. I had no money for the pub, so I decided to go for a walk. I found myself wandering aimlessly to the west, past the terrace of chicken kebab shops and laundrettes near the tube station. I crossed the street and headed into virgin territory. I'd never been this way before. Gravel-dashed houses alternated with square 60s offices, and the white pavements undulated with cracks and litter. I walked and walked because there was nothing else for me to do, and by degrees, the light began to fade. The mouth of an avenue led me to the verge of a long, greasy A-road that rose up in the far distance, with symmetrical terraces falling steeply down then up again from a distant railway station. There were four benches to my right, interspersed with those strange bushes that grow in the area, whose blossoms are so pale yellow they seem translucent, almost spectral. And suddenly tired, I sat down. I held my head in my hands, feeling like shit, but a sudden breeze escaped from the terraces, and for a moment I lost my thoughts in its unexpected coolness. I looked up, and I realized I was sitting in a photograph. I remembered clearly, this photograph was taken by my mother in 1982, outside our front garden in Hampshire. It was slightly underexposed. I was still sitting on the bench, but the colours and the planes of the road and horizon had become the photo. If I looked hard, I could see the lines of the window ledge in the original photograph were now composed by a tree branch and the silhouetted edge of a grass verge. The sheen of the flash on the window was replicated by bonfire smoke, drifting infinitesimally slowly from behind a fence. My sister's face had been dimly visible behind the window, and yes, there were pale stars far off to the west that traced out the lines of a toddler's eyes and mouth. When I look back at this, there's nothing to grasp, no starting point. I was inside an underexposed photo from 1982, but I was also sitting on a bench in Haringey. Strongest of all was the feeling of 1982-ness. Dizzy, illogical, as if none of the intervening disasters and wrong turns had happened yet. I felt guilty and inconsolably sad. I felt the instinctive tug back to school, the memory of shopping malls, cooking, driving in my mother's car. All gone, gone forever. I just sat there for a while. I was so tired that I didn't bother trying to work out what was going on. I was happy just to sit in the photo while it lasted, which wasn't for long anyway. The light faded, the wind caught the smoke, the stars dimmed under the glare of the street lamps. I got up and walked away from the squat little benches and an oncoming gang of kids. A bus was rumbling to my rescue down the hill with a great big Via Alexandra Palace on its front, and I realized I did want to drink after all.
That was True Blue by Dirty Beaches, followed by Losing Haringey by The Clientele, which that second song is just one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. Really, really just, like, I can't even put into words how special that song is. And that's one of the cool things about music is, like, especially when I look back over my music of the last year, what I've been listening to, just the experiences that I was, like, going through listening to these songs, or the emotions I was feeling, it's like such a transportation of a portal that opens up in my own brain when I listen back to some of these songs, especially when you've, like, taken a break from listening to them, and, like, you can pinpoint exact points of your life, or in this case, like, my last year of when I was listening to these certain songs. So it was really special for me to take you on this like journey with me as I listen to them as well. We are going to take a quick break, and when we will be back, when we come back, we will listen to a few more songs to close out our day.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. You shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Catch up, yeah, cut that one. Hide the east, son. Rockin' in my low tie. Yeah.
Hello, welcome back to Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. I read a book recently. I read a book yesterday. I finished it, actually. And I used to be quite an avid reader. Kind of fell off as soon as I got a cell phone. And I will say, I miss reading. And I realized that when I finished this book. It was called Nadia, N-A-D-J-A, by André Breton. It's a surrealist book. I had to read it for a class, which is, like, unfortunately how I get my reading done now. But I really enjoyed it, enough so where I think I need to find similar books like it to keep my reading going. But it is a different experience, though, when you have to write about the book that you read after. But in this case, I think it was still enjoyable. I could give a quick book review, but I'm not going to. I think you should just read the book. It was like 140 pages. It took me a few hours. But I think the reason I'm really saying this is because the book's from like 1928 or whatever, when it was first written. And like, how many people do you think have talked about this book, like, on the radio in the past 10 years? And I bet not a lot. So I think I should talk about it. Anyways, next song, Greaser by The Crying Nudes. Phenomenal song, band out of Denmark. And after Greaser by The Crying Nudes, we're going to listen to Days Incomplete by Fine, who is the lead singer of The Crying Nudes.
Once in a while it's coming, stray in a star of blue.
Welcome back. That was Greaser by the Crying Nudes and Days Incomplete by Fine. I just want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in to listen today. I hope everyone has a great rest of their day. I hope everyone's end of year, the holidays are fantastic for everybody. I cannot wait to be back to see you all, or for you guys to hear me, I guess is how I should really be saying it. I cannot wait to be back next year. I have one more song to play us out. This song is The Old Laughing Lady by Neil Young off of his Unplugged album. I'm very glad you chose to spend your evening with me today. Thank you and love. Be peace.
Slipping on a stairway just don't feel right.
rumbling in the bedroom and a flashing of light. There's the old laughing lady, everything's all right. There's the old laughing lady, everything is all right.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Julie Doron of Eric's Trip. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM.
Children praying, they Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.